T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BART wants to take its system from being urban to suburban. Today, they'll consider a plan to extend tracks to Livermore. For more, we're joined live in studio by KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Mateer. Phil, isn't this a little bit like owning a home and, oh, you want that backyard swimming pool so badly, but you really need to replace the roof and paint the house and do other, like, regular maintenance things?
Yeah, that's part of it, but it's also when you're sitting there and you're going, well, wait a minute, I'd really like that pool, and the guy next door is getting a pool, and the guy down the street's getting a pool. But why is it when I want the pool, you tell me there's no money or we can't do it? Big question. Liver more, liver less, or liver light? The whole issue of whether to extend rail directly past or into the middle 5.5 miles of what's right now, you know, pretty open area, but serves the Livermore Labs, the Livermore Valley, and could hook up the entire Central Valley, East Bay, to more BART, or should with that money go into repairing
the core
structure?
Well, I'll tell you what really ticks people off in that part of Alameda County. They've been paying the BART tax.
That's what I'm saying.
For 50 years now,
right.
And they're watching as Santa Clara County, which way back when said, nah, we don't think so, did not pay those dollars over all those years, is, you know, they're digging dirt.
Right, and they're digging dirt on their own dimes, because Santa Clara says, okay, we will pay for it. So BART's, you know, some of the number crunchers say the extensions to San Jose is being paid for by the San Jose people. Livermore's never going to be big enough or populated enough to justify going out here. The per passenger cost is real high. It would be a big commuter line. Let me stipulate that. That, you know, on rush hour, people getting off those highways and onto BART, it's going to be packed.
Time out then. If that's the whole goal of the thing, why don't you build it?
Because they also have this off-hour thing. They said, oh, to run that hard line out there and do the Saturday and Sunday and nighttime service would be largely empty, and that's going to be where the bucket's going to have a hole in it. And we're seeing that around the BART lines in general, because their off-time ridership is dropped, and these new extensions do that. But Stan, your point is right. The people out there have said, look, we've been paying into this system, and we want it. There's also this movement, and whether BART does this or not, there's going to be people still pushing to hook rail lines up from Stockton and Sacramento or the Central Valley into that area too, and hook it up to BART. You got everything at play here about what's right and wrong with Bay Area transportation. You get the Enviro saying you're just encouraging more sprawl out in the Livermore area, you know? And then you got the people out in Livermore saying we're already sprawling, you know? You got people saying we need to get out of the cars. And they say, well, it costs too much to get you out of your cars. And then on top of it, you have BART saying, after all these years of expanding to Antioch and everywhere else, saying, oh, actually, what we need is the money for the core system. All right. So what's it going to break down to? It's almost a tie vote right now, yes or no on this. And they could either go, and BART's saying, how about a bus service instead, maybe? And the people out there are going, no.
Well, you know, I mean, is there any talk about the Antioch-style semi-BART?
Yeah, that was BART Light, which is sort of an electric line that extends, kind of like a trolley cable service that moves fast. They said, no, the costs really on Stan aren't that much difference, because you got to build this down the medium of a highway. So the cost on differential on that isn't that big. So it's one of those things. I'm sure that we're going to guarantee that no matter what the vote is, people aren't going to walk away happy. I wouldn't be surprised that if they say no to it, that you turn around and see Scott Hagerty or Congressman Eric Swalwell start saying we're going to do it on our own from the other side, coming in one way or the other. There's more of us out there. There's more of us growing. And at the same time, our core is still needing a lot of work. Welcome to the Bay Area.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.